Wow, they almost got this guy.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's February 12th, 5:15 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Legal.
Here.
Travis.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, and I don't remember the date on that, but but if you had a chance to read through the minutes there, and are there any changes or clarification that needs to happen?
No changes.
Okay, then can I have a motion?
Make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up we have the Future City Competition presentation. So who is, if you could please kind of introduce yourself a little bit and what you did and what you have to show us.
Well, good evening. My name is Brian Tass. I'm the 7th grade writing teacher over at Indian Springs Middle School. The Future City Competition is a competition, a national competition that's held every year, open for middle school students, and they are tasked with designing a city of the future, and they are given each year a different problem to solve. This year's problem was what to do with polluted runoff. So without further ado, these gentlemen may present.
Okay.
I'm Dale Bickley.
I'm Matt Burkholder.
I'm Dave Benchner.
We are 3 representatives for the city of Hydropolis.
The city of Hydropolis was founded by a Greek man named Gerlato de Socrates several years after the end of World War III.
Now, our building placement was chosen so everything would be chosen perfectly. Our residential is in the center and outer parts of our city. The commercial is in the center of our city where all the business is going to be going on. And agricultural and industry is going on the outside of our city. Now, in this section of our city, we have our agricultural barns and silos. Here, our barns are absorbent so the light can come in through tiny holes that are coming through the roof inside, and they're hit by mirrors, which make sure all the plants get all the nutrients in.
Our city is gradually making a change to more futuristic style buildings. For example, these buildings right here, these are apartments, and in today's day and age, the small building will hold about 150 residents, and the taller building about 300 residents. And in the future, with our space maximization technology, each building is able to hold double of what it does in today's current time.
We combined our police and fire station and put it at the heart of the city so it would be easily accessible for everyone. Since it is combined, it saves more room for commercial, residential, and industrial to spread up.
For recreation and leisure in our city, we have many restaurants and movie theaters, golf courses, spas, and parks and arcades. But one of our main attractions is our YMCA, which consists of many floors. Floor one is just the pools and the lobby floor. Floor two is the weight room. Floor three is the volleyball and basketball court. Floor four is the men's dormitory. Floor five is the women's dormitory. Floor six is the track floor. And floor seven is the volleyball floor.
Our education is very simple. Kids go to school from kindergarten through 8th grade, then they pick a job that interests them. They work with a mentor half the day and continue their academic work the other half. The system was created by combining three most successful school programs in the world.
No matter how great our city may seem, our city does have a problem, and that problem is the pollution of runoff. Runoff becomes polluted when the rainwater rushes off the tops of buildings, runs down the streets, and collects all the pollutants, dirt, and trash that people leave behind.
We have a multi-step solution to solve this problem. The first step is our roof garden system. Not only does this system provide food for the building, but it also catches water and stops it from hitting the rooftop and then going to the streets. Our second step solution is a round hollow ball called RCCSU, which stands for Rain Collecting Cleansing Spherical Unit. When it rains, RCC opens and
first step of our solution is the gutter system. After the water has been drained from the garden system or the RCCSU, it is transferred into the building's gutters. And that building's gutters are connected to the next one, and then the next one, and then eventually it hits either this building or this building, and the water is taken into our reservoir. The reservoir water is then piped over into the water treatment plant, treated, and moved through pipe network that Eric will explain now.
Pipe network underneath the city is made so after the water goes underground through the pipes, it will go into water compressor boxes, which shoot off towards our water treatment plant to be cleaned and distributed among the city.
Once the water leaves the pipes, it goes into one of four of these water distribution centers. At these centers, the water is held until a building requires it. Then the water is pumped into a truck and taken to the building that requires it. As you can see, even though we're still recovering from the tragedy of World War III, our city is making the best run that we can possibly make. And we ask that you may join us in the fight against polluted runoff.
Okay. Thank you very much. I guess I would ask questions of Board of Works or of the department heads of the presentation. If you guys are willing to take some questions, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Was this the first year for your competition for your group?
For our side of the school, yes.
Okay. I think it's great because I'm the stormwater utility department head, and you know more about stormwater and the pollutants than the majority of the public. And, you know, this kind of competition is just going to do an outreach and education that is marvelous, so I applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
And the school for supporting you.
I agree. I try my trust on the wastewater superintendent, so I know it is a deal with stormwater. And that's, I like that. That's a great idea. You guys done a really good job.
My only question is when the mayor's going to allow us to start redesigning the city.
You find the grant, we'll get it. We'll get it happen.
Again, I think opportunities to join together through this learning curve is, I'm going to speak for Board of Works Council, we welcome the opportunities to come on field trips to see the facilities, of how it operates today, to give you ideas of how to look at the future. Through the aspect of utilities. So.
Yeah. So if you continue to do this, and let's say next time you do a project in regards to electricity or something, we'd love to have you, maybe if possible, we can partner with our electric superintendent or anything like that. We'd love to be able to help you because there's a good possibility you have a great idea that we haven't thought of yet, and if we can incorporate it, we'd love to do that. So. Okay? Anything else? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, I would not torture you to make you stay for the rest of the Board of Works meeting. If you'd like to go, that's perfectly fine. I appreciate you you coming and presenting. That's great.
Thank you.
Okay, while they're exiting, we'll go ahead and pull up the specifications for solid waste collection. As you probably know, for years now, we have re-upped, if you will, the contract with Republic Services for trash collection. Through many months of work and debating and all those kind of good things, the Trash Committee is recommending to the Board of Works that we go out for bids for our trash collection. This will be the first time since when, Rosie?
I think it was '78.
Was it really that long ago?
Yeah, not a long time.
Wow.
Maybe it's '98.
I'll say '98.
Maybe it's
'98.
That's yeah. That's okay. So I guess long story short on that is just that the trash committee is made up of Nicole Penrod, Councilwoman Penrod, and Kelly, and myself, and Martha, and Marcia. And so In front of you are the specifications and bid documents for solid waste collection and disposal. A couple things to note out of this. Number one is the fact that every service that is currently being provided, we're asking for that to be continued. So that includes the 2 days of citywide collection. And by 2 days, I mean the spring cleanup. It also includes all of the different waste bins at the different departments. It includes the Christmas tree pickup. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I'm missing, Kelly?
The annual city cleanup?
Yeah, the annual city cleanup, yeah. So we have tried to incorporate all of that into the bid documents. This is version 18, so you can tell we've been through some changes and through some discussions on that, but part of the bids is for every one of our citizens, well, houses, I guess, to have a new container. We know that there are some containers out there that are not in great shape, some that are very old, and so that was part of the bids. We did discuss potentially buying our own containers and then having the contractor handle them. We decided that it frankly wasn't worth the hassle, and that we still feel like we're going to get a great price based on what some other communities our size are getting around us. So.
One of the topics I discussed with you earlier, I think Paul acknowledged, you know, it was considered on the alley pickup.
Right.
And the reasoning behind not going with the alley pickup this time was because of the maintenance on the alleys, since the weight of the trucks is such substantial that the breaking down of the alleys was happening, and the infrastructure under the alleys also. And besides that, the trucks are so big, trying to get through the alleys is a big problem.
Dan, if I can just piggyback off of that, that's absolutely true. Most of the companies now have went to curbside. It's a situation where that's where most of the cities are now. Most of the towns are now is curbside. And again, like you said, and like I've discussed with Kelly, bringing those trucks down the alleys was pretty harmful on the infrastructure of those alleys, and so now that we've gone to curbside, we've been able to keep those up a lot easier and a lot better for our community. So, Kelly, you have anything else you'd like to throw in there?
I think a lot of them are getting away from the rear load trucks too, which is a problem in the alleys. So
yep. They can't swing up on the sides. So. Agreed. Marsha, do you have any other comments?
I don't.
Okay.
Obviously, I know that everybody's intention is to dump every container, but sometimes things get missed.
Mm-hmm.
And acknowledge that if things get missed and it's not done in a 24-hour period, there's a penalty, which is it's $5. Is that correct? Failure to resolve the complaint within 24 hours. I'm just saying it's $5. It's awful generous, I think.
You mean generous as in it's not enough, or as in you think it's too much?
I think it's not enough, personally. Okay. I mean, it cost them $25 to drive back to pick it up, you know.
Yeah.
And if I don't come back, I'm going to get penalized $5. So I'm just saying, I'm not here to penalize people, but if there's abuse to it, I think the penalty should be strong enough to get their attention.
Yeah.
And that's my only comment.
Well, a couple things, if I could comment on that, would be great. A couple things to note on that, I think, first of all, is that, you know, most of the time in the current contract, at least, in the current contractor, what we see is if somebody is missed, and we know it was, you know, accidentally missed by the driver will tell us that he missed and he will pick up tomorrow. Our goal is to work with them to have them pick up the next day. But it should also be noted that in the contract we have a two-year contract with a three-year automatic renewal if they're meeting the contract specs. So if, for instance, in some way, shape, or form, we don't feel like they're meeting our intentions or they aren't meeting the contract itself, then we have the option of not allowing them to continue with that three-year the re-up. Now, I don't, I'm trying to remember. Marcia, do you remember the reason why we landed on a $5?
We didn't have anything originally, and I had actually just thrown something out, thinking maybe that would be a good thing to do. And I think the city was doing something, but it wasn't actually giving them something. I don't know. I guess we weren't charging. We weren't charging them.
No, we were. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say right now. I don't think we were.
I don't know what is it per unit right now.
We pay them $8.30.
So that's more than 50% of the. You know, I guess I'm just saying. $5 is actually quite a bit if you break it down per unit.
Well, this is reference to a complaint that wasn't handled in a timely manner.
Right.
So I think, you know, the process is in place to recover the next day from the driver.
Right.
But I'm okay with it. I just thought I'd bring it for discussion.
Yeah.
To say I
the website.
You think it should be more?
I think it's, to me, I'm not looking at it based upon what they pay on the rate. It's just it's the satisfaction in the
customer service
side.
Okay. What's Dan? Do you
have
a thought?
If it's did they legitimately miss it, or did somebody take it out too late? I mean, there's no way to really prove that. And you know, part of the customer service side, it's hard to prove. And so for $5, if your trash is brought back, I mean, that's...
I'm just saying it's going to cost you $35 to process it administratively for a $5 penalty.
Right. For me, if I don't get it out there, I'm going to wait until next time. Well, it's only a week.
And you mentioned that, Dan. Yeah. I will say that Martha, who gets those comments... it's very difficult for us to determine if someone either forgot or did not put it out in time. I think if I remember correctly, they have to have it out by 5 a.m. The morning of. And there's a lot of people who they think that they'll get it out in time and it'll be an hour after they're supposed to have it out. So it does, there is a question mark. You're right on that.
But I think this is focused on a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not, you know, I'm not. Again, I think there's so many different scenarios, okay, that can come into play. And I think, obviously, common sense and trying to work through the issues. But if it really comes to a late penalty situation, I mean, obviously, they would hurt themselves long term.
They can't run until 6, so by 5.
$5 is a slap on the wrist if it really had to be enforced. I think it's based upon judgment of us to determine if we need to go and use that. Okay.
Well, I guess with this being brought up the first time, I'm not so sure. You know, we try it at this, see how it goes. And then if we find where it is being abused more, so I've done this. Why would I get an adjustment?
That's fine.
Well, and I would say that we, as part of the contract, something that we didn't have in the current contract is that we will have meetings set up with the contractor twice a year to discuss issues, which again is something we have not done in the past. And so it should not come as a surprise if a contractor is not living up to their agreement into the contract. It should not come as a surprise that those individuals would not get the 3-year re-up because of the fact that we've been telling them we have issues. So I'm fine with trying this, and you know, if it doesn't seem to be working or it doesn't seem to be a deterrent, we can certainly, after the 5 years or even after the 2 years, you know, potentially change that.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Walt. I appreciate that. Other issues, questions? Do you have anything?
No, it looks great.
Okay. Okay, then... I think then I need a motion. Oh, sorry. I apologize, Mike. I remember your hand being up. Go ahead.
In the agreement on page 6, item 8, it's a 1-yard dumpster. It says every 3 weeks. That needs to be changed to weekly.
Okay.
Is
that
like
three or the one with 8? That's weekly.
Well, then we have 2 3-yard containers that are inside the headworks building, and then the 1-yard container is a regular trash, which right now they get dumped every Tuesday. They get dumped weekly. All our containers get dumped weekly. Except if it's a roll-off, and then we pull that in to special order. They drop it, we fill it, and then they haul it off. We don't maintain those ones like the market that they charge us for. We used to be able to have one just sitting there and there was no fee, but now they charge a fee to have them sitting there.
Okay, so the 2 yard is weekly?
Everything we have is weekly.
But do you have 2 3 yards and 1 2 yard?
2 3 yards and 1 1 yard.
Oh, it's not 2 yard, it's a 1 yard.
It says 2 yards.
Right.
Yeah,
it says 1 yard.
That's what I was told.
That seems like that's too small, but anyway, it's we have 3 containers and he picked up weekly.
Okay, but you have 2 3 yards and 1 2 yard or 1 1 yard?
Because we don't have a 1 yard on our copy, that's what I'm saying.
Am I looking at the wrong page, then?
Well, you said...
Am I looking at the
older? You probably have one of the older versions.
Are you under number 11?
It's on page 9, I think he says.
Yeah, I can't... I don't know how to get to page 9.
I apologize.
I got paragraph 11. Is where I'm looking at.
Paragraph 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking at also.
I thought so. Yeah.
Paragraph 11.
It's hard on the Dropbox. It's not showing what it's like in the printed form. Yeah.
He's going to sit in the pokey.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. That's okay, that's good. Any other questions, changes? So, Marshall, we basically need to vote to take it out to bid or collect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, to advertise and go out to bid.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that I have let Bob Young know that we're bidding this out, so this should not come as a surprise to Republic Services. Do we need to talk about the timeline? Because I don't quite remember what the timeline was. We were going to advertise and open.
I think it's all in the specs.
April, March.
Is it in the specs?
Yeah.
Okay. I completely forgot.
I tried to put everything together.
I think the bids had to be turned in March, and then I think the award was April.
Okay.
So they have until 5 p.m. on March 26th.
5 p.m. on March
26th. Turn the bids in.
Right. Okay. Okay. Are we ready for? Can I have a motion to go out for bids on solid waste collection, transportation, and disposal?
So
moved. Okay. And I will second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. We will bid out trash collection. Okay. Next up is the vehicle replacement for the electric department. Sean, I'm guessing that's why you're here tonight, among other reasons.
Yeah. First guy, I'm looking for permission to get bids, on two vehicles that have been spelled out in our capital equipment replacement plan and our 5-year plan. That this has all been, you know, quote unquote, planned for. But I'd like to just lay them out for you and let you know what I have planned and Larry and I have talked about and what we have planned. Truck 403, our dump truck, has been in disrepair. It's been in bad shape for several years. We've been putting it off, and it's to the point where we just need to finally, and this is a good year. It falls on a great year to do. Just looking for get permission to get bids for a new one-ton dump truck. Approximate cost is between $45,000 and $50,000 on that one, and I believe we're going to get bids from a couple different Ford dealers because the type of truck we're looking for is only available pretty much in a Ford, but we're maybe Dodge. Just permission to get bids on that, and also truck 436, which is a 2000 GMC pickup. Used to be our old meter reader pickup. all the cab corners have rusted off, the steering wheel has fallen off, the door has been welded on 3 times, and I'd like to do something a little bit different with that one. As everyone knows, Larry has been driving a 3/4-ton 4x4 truck for his 10 years. That's what he was given to drive. He bought to drive, and I just want to change it up a little bit. That vehicle averages around 7 miles per gallon. I see that vehicle, at least for the superintendent, going to be driven, you know, a lot to a lot of meetings, to a lot of. I like to do a lot of more work in the schools, meeting with the schools, and educating children. I'd like to meet with customers quite a bit, and I just don't think it's necessary to have a 3/4-ton 4x4 truck for that purpose. So I'm proposing to get bids for a small SUV that gets around 30 miles per gallon. I've set up on here the fuel cost comparison in your packet, and this is being very, very conservative. This is, it's around $30,000 in savings in fuel if the superintendent just drives this SUV as compared to this bigger truck. So the cost of that would be between $25,000 and $35,000, depending on which vehicle we go with. I think we're thinking a small SUV like a Ford Escape or a Jeep Patriot or something like that that would just make more sense for the superintendent to be driving.
And I'm sure you said it, Sean, but I missed it, in the truck for the current superintendent truck would go into the workload, right?
Yeah, and it would go to the linemen who are actually, you know, driving through fields of wire and hauling transformers and things like that, that it can be used, you know, on a daily basis. It would be more delivering things to the work site rather than just traveling around to meetings and reads and things like that that are crucial for our department. But, I think makes sense. And then also both of those vehicles, I think both of those vehicles will probably end up having to go to bid. I don't know how that's going to work because I don't know what kind of trade-in we get. And I haven't done research on the trade-in values because I've been kidding. You know, I want to do everything in correct order, so I was waiting to get the bid permission before we started talking trade-ins and things like that. But if there is a trade-in value, we'll do it. If not, maybe go to bid or it's not even, I don't think, in good enough shape for us to let another car go use the dump truck in there.
Question on safety. The truck, is it the 436?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, safety, should it be parked today?
Now, it's operational.
Okay.
Operationally, it is safe. It is safe.
Okay.
It's just, you know, things like the paint and obviously the cab corners are falling. The door is falling off again, but it's welded back on and secure. So, you know, it's safe to drive in the meantime, but it won't this is the time. It's welded.
Well, I'm just saying until we
I don't see this being a long turnover period because these vehicles are out there and I think they have several out there that will meet our needs and
right.
be replaced.
Do you have any comments, questions?
I had the opportunity to talk with Larry and Mr. Lickey this morning and I think we all are feeling the pain at the gas pumps, and I think it's just being a good steward and being creative and justifying the cause of wherever we can save. I think there's a payback to it long term.
Yep.
I think it's a good idea. I'd like to recommend that you go ahead and get a trade-in value, and that way we have something to determine the value if we feel it's worth the auction or whatever, or just let it go with trade-in. You know, our storage is tight too, so I'm sure.
Yeah, we'd actually be required to get a trade-in value, and if it's over 1,000, then if they want to try to sell them, they'd have to get it about 100,000.
Can they put a minimum, let's say that we keep it as some of our discussion this morning, can you put a minimum bid on the vehicle that you're auctioning off?
You can, but if it's over 1,000, you'd have to bid it for 1,000.
That would be the
That'd
minimum?
That'd be the minimum.
Oh, okay.
I think what we discussed this morning is that if it's not over 1,000 trade-in, our next course of action would be go to a scrapyard and find out what they're going to give us for it.
Yep.
And that's our minimum. They're basically making our minimum bid.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if that gets 1,000. The little one, the 436.
No.
That's a little one.
It's rough.
That's Larry's golf cart.
I gave Walt a bid this morning already.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
You give him a 5 for it? Or? Okay. But generally speaking, we agree with the direction of this, and sounds like it. Okay. Good. So do you have... You have your next steps, or do you need those next steps?
I need the next step. Well, my next steps, obviously, is just acquiring the bids. And that's just what I was looking for permission to do, is get permission to get bids and trade-in values, and then go make our decision.
Larry's an expert at that. You bet.
Yes.
Do you need to get in direction on what to get bids for?
I would leave it up to your discretion. I mean, obviously, we have dealers, and again, some of it's going to be Pacific that you may not be able to get locally, and some may be. So, but you mentioned the Jeep, you mentioned the Ford, Dodge. I mean, I think it just whatever you feel that's necessary.
Well, the thing that Ford has over it may give you such a good discount for government. So they got an advantage.
Okay. Good?
Good.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We will go next to Spectrum Engineering. Marcia, did you have a chance to talk to Larry about...
I did. Okay. Unfortunately for Larry, so I have a question. Do you want me to go ahead and ask that now?
Well, I was going to say, Larry or Sean or whoever, do you guys want to discuss the Spectrum Engineering thing? Because I still have vacation brain, so I don't remember this.
Well,
so.
Every 4 years we basically try to go through our substation, the switching, the breakers, and everything else, so that we eliminate the chance of failure and people being without power. And so we have Spectrum come in and go over it. And they've done this for a number of years for us, and basically they've kept their price pretty much in the same level that it's been in the past. It's pretty self-explanatory, other than the question Marcia asked. And the dollar amount that has given us $27,900 is for the job complete.
So that's for 4 years worth of work? Or is that for this year's?
That's for this year's work. That 4 years.
That's our time cycle.
Right.
Our 4 years is our time where we go through the substations.
Right.
Gotcha.
Now we don't necessarily do that same substation every 4 years.
Right.
We have four substations and we try to get them in a 4 year rotation.
Gotcha.
The agreement says it's a multi-year schedule, and it says based on the multi-year schedule. I don't see the
schedule. I think that what they meant by that multi-year schedule is what they've been doing for us throughout the years, because this
is... Okay, well, I think that's confusing. So I guess I didn't, I thought, well, this must be performed over a period of time, and I just wanted to make sure that the amount was for all of this and not... The other question I had was, they put down all their hours and so forth, but it's a flat rate. It seems like maybe it should say not to exceed $27,950, as opposed to saying it's a fixed cost basis. I mean, why do we need to know what they're all billing? It's a fixed cost.
First thing they go ahead and give you, if something comes up over and above, they'll lay this out to us in a form to tell us exactly what they have come up with and what they are going to do and repair. And then if something comes up as they're doing the work over and above what that they've shown us, then they give you the time that they charge, time and 1.3 instead of time and a half, and 1.7 on holidays and things like that. So.
I think this price is for is what they're charging for the testing process, not including fixing any problems they find or diagnosing any problems they find. I think this is the bill for just the basic testing and process.
Well, I see the scope of work. I mean, I understand that. I guess I just wanted to make sure that you knew when it was going to be completed. But if the multi-year is actually explaining that, okay, we've been doing this for you, then that makes more sense.
It would make sense.
I was just confused.
Yeah. They should probably make that rule.
It didn't work at first.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Good. No? No? Okay.
No, sir.
Can I have a motion to approve the agreement then?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? Okay. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up, I believe, is American Structure Point. No, I'm sorry. It's the LPA. Signature authorization. From what I remember, and fill in the blanks that I'm forgetting here, from what I remember, NDOT basically has asked us to ask you as the Board of Works to allow me to be the signatory, if you will, and be able to execute documents on your behalf for the State Road 205 project. That be a fair assumption
that
or
is
statement?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. So basically, that's what it is. I'll basically just read it so it's on the record. On this 12th day of February 2013, the Board of Public Works and Safety hereby designates and authorizes Mayor Ryan Daniel, myself, to enter into and execute all documents pertaining to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, NDOT LPA project on behalf of the City of Columbia City, dated 2/12/13. So if you will allow me to be that signatory, the ability to execute documents on your behalf, I would appreciate that very much, and we can get some things moving.
Question, Mayor?
Yes, please do.
And again, out of total respect, I have no problem with you doing that. I'm just clarifying, what type of documents would you be signing?
Basically, what happened, Walt, was that last year there was the supplementary contract with the federal earmark from Representative Souter. That earmark was signed, executed, and we thought everything was okay until this year. And Mr. Armstrong, who's in charge of the local projects, which is the federal highway projects, wanted to verify that the mayor had authorization from the Board of Works or have the Board of Works execute the documents themselves. Since he'd already executed it, then we figured that it'd be best just to go back and have you authorize it. It's in no way, shape, or form to bypass the Board of Works process. And I know that that's not even on your mind, but it's just one of those things that is required. Rosie asked if they would accept the minutes, because all of you voted on this. I mean, we can go back through and track it. That's not good enough. It has to be an authorization, either a resolution or an ordinance in nature.
We weren't really sure what happened, why it changed from last year to this year, because the previous mayor, not last year, signed the papers, and it was fine. And
it's a moving target.
Yeah.
I understand. And you've explained it very well. So.
Marcia, I'd like to ask if I should not vote on this, abstain from this vote.
Well, I was wondering that too. You're going to have enough, so if I don't, then we don't have to worry about it.
Okay. I just don't want to get us where we have to come back and do this all over again.
Well, I'll make a motion that we authorize the mayor of Columbia City, Ryan Daniels, to represent us, the city, in signing appropriate documents with NDOT
on the LPA project on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous with myself abstaining. Thank you for that ability. Okay, we will then next go to Structure Point.
Speaking of the 205 project.
Yes, good transition.
This is for work done in December by Structure Point. It's actually a very small invoice for them. A little bit of work done on the mitigation and a little bit of work on the utility coordination, and then the bulk of the billing is for the categorical exclusion environmental document. And we're still looking at next month to have the public hearing. And at this point, I can't give you a date. As soon as that everything is in place, I will make sure that I contacted the library. It's my intent to have it there. It's the closest proximity to the actual project. So I'll let everybody know at that time. But everything is in order on this invoice, would be my recommendation. Board does act favorably in the sum of $2,623.23.
Okay, questions? Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we go ahead and pay Structure Point invoice number 60037 in the amount of $2,623.23.
Okay. I will second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. I'm loading up as we speak. Okay. Bills. If you all had a chance to take a look at the bills, I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any issues or questions about the bills? No? Okay. There's a lot of them.
Just Larry.
It's 3 weeks worth, I believe. So, okay. Then can I have a motion to approve the bills?
I'll make a motion that we approve the bills as presented from the amount of $930,025.45.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Do we have an ordinance thing to do tonight, or is that for? Did I see something with the ordinance?
Not on board of works.
Not on board of works.
There's an email about the committee meeting.
Okay. Maybe I will. Okay.
No, I think you're talking about.
Yeah, Marcia and I had talked about. It wasn't on my agenda though.
Yeah. Oh, it is on you. You've got a. Did you send out a?
Yeah. Oh, ordinance violation extension.
In the Dropbox for extension.
It's an extension.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of the ordinance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Our policies and procedures.
Is that Swihart?
102 Swihart.
Yeah. They were asking for an extension and they gave all the reasons why.
Okay.
Junk yard extension.
Okay. What was, let's see, the request was
to extend it to,
is it March 5th, is that, or is that what the current one is?
I believe it's until April. There's a personal letter.
Are they here? No, they're not here because they're in Florida.
No.
Yeah, you can see the pictures, and they were given until days, 10 days. And then they wrote back and wanted to know if they could extend it, and the letter's attached. Because he is working on it, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like they've made arrangements to move it from their property by March 5th. Will this be all right?
One of them.
That's one of them, yeah. And then the next one was have it up and running and plated by April 30th.
Yeah, I drove down by there. this morning.
So I guess I would ask for direction from the Board of Works as to what you'd like to do with that. Obviously,
do we have complaints on that, or is that just something we found, or?
I don't know how it sounded.
Officer York found this in his, kind of patrols for ordinance violations. He came across this, and he fills out the ordinance violation, the blue tag that you see there, and then that gets given to the clerk's office, which generates the letter. It's mailed out to the individuals, which gives them the 10 days to be in compliance.
So long story short is a part of our ordinance, violation officer, if you will, or ordinance. What's the official title? Ordinance?
Enforcement
officer. Thank
yes.
you very much. I appreciate that. This is a property that he has came across. And so,
I'm personally okay. I think we do have the need of our ordinance officer, but I also think we also should show that we are flexible and wanting to work with people. And I think as the word gets out more and more, it may kind of fix itself as far as the word. So I was down there, and obviously the site is not what you want to see in the neighborhood, but I think they've tried to do their best with what they've got to work with, other than putting it inside the barn. I don't know what's in the barn. I mean, that would be the only other alternative, but if they, I think they can't do much right now. And Chief, if you feel there's a need to engage differently, I mean, I'm all ears, but I think I'm willing to be flexible.
I think as long as people show progress and there's the letter that kind of states what the issues there are, I don't have a problem with the extension.
I agree with Walt on that one. I think obviously every situation is different, but in this situation it seems like, they are going to make that effort. And as long as they honor it like they provided the information to us, I don't have a problem with it.
So would you like to extend it to the April 30th deadline, or?
I think that's pretty late.
I'm looking for direction. If there's a different timeline.
I don't know, how much financial we need for that vehicle. So if that's how long it takes to save up the money to have that fixed so they can move it. But I can understand people's financial restraints too in order to try to help something move. It needs to go. But,
at 6 o'clock.
I'm willing to again agree to what she's written the letter to. But if it comes March 5th and it's not gone on March 6th, then I think we go back and forth to 10 days for the whole thing. I'm just saying there's two phases here.
Yeah.
If they don't comply with phase one, how can I expect them to comply with phase two? So as long as they're complying with what they do, I think I'm willing to work with it.
Okay, so Great Corsica in front of the barn, March 5th, and the Blue Intrepid up on the jacks, April 30th. That's what you'd like to say yes to that. Okay, can I have a motion then?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Department head reports. We'll start with Kelly.
Thanks, Mayor.
No problem. My pleasure.
I am working with a company to get the leaves ground up back at the park. And looks like that could possibly happen here the end of this month or first of March. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of and have everybody clean them out like they did last year, so we don't have to come in on a Saturday and load them up. Working on sign replacement still. We're kind of at a halt right now until the ordinance passes for stops and yields and speed limits. And been running the jetting and televising equipment in Spencer, Vine Street, Walnut area for the South Walnut Street storm sewer possible project. Just trying to get data collected, information, and pass that off to the draftsman. And also, I think in the budget process last year, we discussed the replacement vehicle too in our department. And just so there's no surprises, I'll be getting quotes lined up too for probably the next meeting. That's all I have at this time.
Okay.
Yours is a dump truck also?
Yeah.
Like we have a couple of dump trucks to replace this year.
Yeah. I made a note, we got actually potential three.
Three with the water.
With the, well, the letter we received.
Yep.
And I'll repeat Sean's and Larry's comment this morning. Maybe if we have three departments that have the same need, maybe it's better to bundle the package for a quote.
Good idea.
I don't, again, I'll let you guys deal with that, but that was a comment that was made this morning.
I did ask that question to one of the people with the government discounts we get. It's, they're pretty tight the way they are. So, I mean, there could be some room for them to work yet, but
okay.
We'll work through that.
Yep, okay.
No problem. Do the best we can.
Well, again, we got a letter, received a letter tonight for the third one, so that's kind of what might as well put on the tables.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions of Kelly? Thanks, Kelly. Mark?
We're still working on remodeling the pavilion. Working on the ceiling. It looks a little bit different in there now. So if you ever get a chance to stop by, check it out, see what you think. We're still waiting for quotes for the bathroom part of it to have that done for the plumbing, electric, and air conditioning and all that. So we should have those early next week. We got some signs from Rosie today for putting them on all of our facilities as far as the no smoking so far from the building. Some of our facilities did not have that, including our trailhead building, which is the bathroom is on by the fire station. Had an issue with some guys who were there every morning. thought they were kind of sleeping there, I'm not sure. Our locks, our batteries had died, so they were not locking. So we got that taken care of. Hopefully that shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Do we know how long those batteries last? Because I know we've had that issue before.
Yeah, we've had that issue before, but I'm thinking it's probably 4 months.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
We just need to go around and redo them. And so,
okay.
Unfortunately, it usually takes us a bad experience to figure out that they're not working. So, father-daughter dance was last Friday night. It was the first time we've ever had it at the 4-H Center, and the first time we've ever had 500 people. It was neat to see so many people there. The 4-H Center was a great location. Obviously, we've got things we've got to change as far as service time. Getting people through the line for food was pretty slow this year. So we're trying to find ways to improve that. But really, it was a nice event. Had a lot of help from Tom and Rosie and Troy Gothrop helping us out afterwards. And that was a blessing because it would have taken us forever to get that done. So I thank them for helping out. But really had some great food. Gary Parrott did our food, did a good job. We had Cake Lady there also. So it was a little bit different. And then we had a DJ. So last couple years we haven't had a DJ. So that went over well also. So excited about kind of where that's going. Our community really likes that event. I think that we could have had 100 more if we would have room for 600. And we're thinking about potentially doing another event maybe in the fall for families to see if that goes over. So something we're just kicking around at the office. So baseball and softball registration is going on right now, so we do have people coming into the office and calling a lot, asking questions. Melinda had a softball committee meeting last night, and she has one next week for baseball. And so they're in season now. They're getting things ready and squared away, and I think it'll be a good summer for baseball and softball. We're thinking about concessions a little bit, about what we could do differently. And I met with one of our salesmen we buy a lot from yesterday, and so we're just kind of thinking about staffing issues and things like that. So the fall festival, we met with the mayor today to talk about that. It's going to be September 21st again, just a Saturday, and so you can put that on your calendars if you want. So that's it.
Questions of Mark? Okay, thank you, Mark. Tom?
Just to highlight on that, you don't realize how many chairs 500 chairs are until you go to stack them. Other than the report that I think you guys got in your folders, just let you know, we did assist Columbia Township on a fire just outside of the city limits. When I say just outside, probably less than 100 yards outside of the city limits. That was about a week and a half ago, and other than that, we've been pretty quiet.
Questions of Tom?
Yeah, knock on wood.
Thanks, Tom. Jeff?
Again, I want to thank the board tonight for allowing the future city presentation. I think it's a neat opportunity. Obviously, it helps us, too, as far as understanding where the kids are in their education. One of these kids is, you know, likely going to design something someday that's going to really help, you know, in the pollutant part of stormwater runoff. I want to thank John Goetz for bringing that to my attention, because I was out of town when the article hit the paper. And I want to introduce him formally. John, I know that the mayor knows you. I know about the other two. Our employee, contract worker through the SWCD. And I told him that I sung his praises. He's got a lot to live up to, so. With that in mind, I've been working on a rain barrel program proposal. We'll be meeting with the mayor shortly on that, and then hopefully getting that kicked off this spring. At this point, I won't give away any secrets, but there's other SWCDs and Wells and was Dallin that were kind of mirroring. It's tough to say. So it's a proven program. Looking forward to that and working with the SWCD on that. South Line Street storm project is completed. That's the one that we're doing in advance of the Phase 2 South Line Street street improvements. And outside of, there wasn't a lot of surprises to it. Did have to reconnect, do a new connection for sewer for one business. Other than that, there's really junk soil down there. We were really surprised at what's underneath the street. You'd think that a highly traveled street like that would have a good foundation, and there were spots that it really wasn't.
Hey, Jeff, just so I'm clear, and just so the board knows, we came in at budget for this project, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big deal, because typically our infrastructure projects don't always come in at budget, so that is a big thing to praise. So.
Because it wasn't one of mine.
Because what?
It wasn't one of mine.
It wasn't your one of yours. That's true.
But for the record, this project's just never end.
That's true.
I do thank the board for authorizing the mayor on this thing with the contract. I'm required to meet with NDOT regularly now on it. Well, when I said it's a moving target, I meant that sincerely. I don't know whether it's driven by the federal level or NDOT state level, but they continue to ramp up requirements. I'm the employer and responsible charge for this project, as is required for Group 3 projects. And about 2 weeks ago, I got an email that says now I have to have CEUs to maintain my certification. And that's on top of going every other year for an all-day course. So it just is never ending. And even Marcia questioned some of the stuff, and I had to chuckle, because when you have to reacquire your own property, how do you explain that to legal counsel?
Sure.
Other than, you know, that's what you do. So I between that and the ADA requirement, I think that we are currently in compliance with everything that NDOT has requested of us for the federal grant dollars for that project. The GIS committee recently met, and even Dan doesn't know this, I just filled Sean in, but we were looking at some software, and the company representative came back today and threw a lot higher number at us as an add-on requirement, so we're going to continue to look for ways to implement the total program and still keep it at a level of least exposure, I'll say. That's all I've got this evening.
Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Larry?
We tested regulators, changed the transformer at Pin Oak Drive, changed the switch and installed copper seeds and new bird swings there.
Yeah. That's next to the squirrel slides, right?
On North Oak Street. Checked the subs as usual. Did our work orders and locates. Had 38 shutoffs this month, which was real good. Still trimming trees on our lines. Our stump grinding project is almost coming to an end. I think maybe we got one or two left after today. And basically that's it, I guess.
Would you like to introduce?
Oh, no, excuse me. I had. can't read my writing.
That's okay.
We changed the transformer at Circle Drive out the left, and this is leading into a new service, which if Sean wants to elaborate on that, he may.
Well, we had offered two estimates this week for work on the customer side. I offered one, and Ron did another one for CNR plating. Where this customer had two poles in their driveway, that their driveway was constructed after our poles were there, and they would have liked us to move those, obviously for free. But I told her that we couldn't offer that service. But I did give her an estimate. She accepted it, so we're going to be doing some pole moving out at Circle Drive and some reconductoring at all at their expense. So we're doing that. And
I did the bid, and it was quite large for what they're wanting to do, so we were kind of surprised that they accepted.
Okay. Do you want to introduce Sean a little bit and why he's here?
This is Sean Lucky. He's been with the electrical department for what, 13 years? Yeah. Taught me everything I know, so now I'm going to turn it over to him and let him show you guys what he has taught me. And I say in all sincerity that it will be turned over in good hands. And while we're at this, I thank the city for the opportunity I had to work for you. When I started, never thought I'd be here 10 years, but then my interest kept growing and growing, and it turned out to be a very good venture for me, and I sure do appreciate what the city has done, and can never thank you enough.
And that's effective when, Larry?
2025.
Okay. It's a transition process.
a little slower than I anticipated, but we're going to make it. May the 31st.
Well, obviously, we have plenty of meetings between now and then, but obviously the city and Board of Works, and I know I speak for council also, that that we are saddened that that you are going to go, but at the same time, we appreciate the service that you've given to the city, and I know that that you've worked now for three different mayors in a 10-year span, so that's a really neat thing, and I appreciate the work that you've done consistently so for the department as well as the city as a whole. And you're one heck of a negotiator with someone who you've just turned their power off. I'll tell you from what I hear, what I've heard.
I tried to
calm
make
down.
Him see the other side of things.
Right. Let's appreciate that. Very good. So I'm assuming, Sean, you don't have anything then?
Yes, he has something.
Oh, he does have something.
Yes,
okay.
He does. About his venture yesterday.
Oh yeah, yesterday I was down at IMPA. I had several ventures yesterday.
Okay.
I always wanted to speak. I did have a meeting down at IMPA yesterday as a new commissioner. I believe the 22nd I will be sworn in as the new commissioner representing the city of Columbia City for IMPA.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I had kind of my orientation and spent the day down there and half of my evening down there in traffic training at home. But yeah, it was a really neat experience. And one thing I will say is I'll probably be calling on HIPAA for more things as we move forward, because they are expanding. They have the knowledge, they have they have the money to do all these programs, and they're starting their own substation testing process. And just like what we hired Spectrum to do, they're building a team of linemen to help in outages. They're considering taking over our training, so they're growing, and they offer a lot of things, as we know, is with our new project going on. I'm sure we'll talk about later on.
Yep.
They have several projects and several opportunities like that are coming available, and it's going to take more and more advantage of that.
Great.
The more we can.
Excellent.
And another thing that he did, he told him that I sat in this particular seat for 10 years and that he wanted to have that same seat.
Very neat. That's neat. I'm sure it was still warm. Okay, Tim.
Our new police officer is still working on his perf packet, which consists of a physical and a mental exam, things like that, before he's officially hired on here. He signed a conditional offer of employment where he has to get through that packet. So the physical is done. The mental exam will be on this Friday. And then we will send it back into the state and see how long it takes for it to get the packet back. So that's where we are with him. Last week, myself and the captain, the sheriff, the chief deputy, and a sergeant from the state police, we met with the superintendent and all the administrators from the school corporation. We had a large sit-down meeting where we discussed school safety and security, which will lead to more meetings with the school safety team, and we also will conduct walkthroughs at all the schools and corporation in the next 2 weeks. So we're going to be busy working with the school on safety and security, and just trying to be proactive and make sure we have proper plans in place. We have chosen three reserves to be added to our reserve force pending approval by the Board of Works. So at our next meeting, I'd like to bring those names to the Board of Works, and my recommendation to get those gentlemen on the reserve program. February is a busy month for us. We have many officers that are attending outside training courses, and a lot of those officers are going to get certifications in specialized areas. So real busy month for us, but we're glad to see those guys going to those trainings. On Monday, Officer Pittenger and myself, we presented a certificate of appreciation to the Wentland family in Allen County. They're the family that found Stryker in the goat pen in their backyard. So we went out there and presented them with a certificate and actually got to meet the family. It was neat to meet them and kind of listen to their story on how they found Stryker. But again, we're very appreciative that they were, diligent enough to notice him and to notify the authorities when they found him. Actually, our two new vehicles that we've ordered for 2013, we got word that they may be in the next couple of weeks. Actually, much quicker than what we've kind of had in the past. But so you may see those around. We obviously need to get those equipped and things like that, but we may be getting those soon. And this year we're going to schedule, we're going to call them really kind of law enforcement outings, where we're going to invite members from our department, along with the sheriff's department, state police, things like that, to get together. And maybe things like playing basketball or softball, things like that, just to kind of build some camaraderie and promote wellness. So we'll be scheduling those throughout the year.
Cool.
That's all I have.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Terry?
We assisted InDigito. They were in the other list last week to install new wiring for the new 911 system that we're going to be hitting. And Rosie and I met with CenturyLink to discuss the possibility of what fiber in between our buildings to augment our network, and also if we do have five quotes on IP phone systems. Worked with the Office Concepts, installed two of our new copiers in one in the mayor's office, one in utilities on Friday, so we got everybody set up to print to those and went through a small training on how to use them. We had our IDAX inspection Monday. We passed that without too many issues. So we're good for another year, year and a half, hopefully. Okay. That's all I have.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Mike?
Last week I got an email from Jared from Boone Engineering about a bridge crane that we've been having trouble with over and over and over consistently. We have one motor on the bridge that they come out, repair it, it works, we go to test it, our monthly testing on, and it screws up again. This time they actually took the motor out, took it back to their shop, tore it apart, took pictures of it, sent it in, and then sent an email out, and they've decided that it is an inside motor instead of an outdoor motor. So they're going to come in and replace all the motors, brakes, and everything on the bridge to make it an outdoor crane. I thought about it over the weekend, so I just sent an email out and requested that they go over all the motors on the crane itself. Since it was sold to us as a package, it's a good possibility that all the motors on the crane itself are indoor motors also. So I requested to have those torn apart and inspected and changed out or reinstalled, depending on what they find out. We're not completed with it yet, but we're moving along really well. Their CSO operational plan that had help from Jeff and Kelly on this. We're writing this, and we get this done and send it into the state and hopefully get it approved. Wouldn't have saved the city thousands of dollars by writing the operational plan ourselves instead of hiring somebody to do it. I just want to thank them on that. They've been working really hard on it, and it's going on really smoothly. We're still in the process of working on some quotes for the generator at Quessy on that project. When I get all that information, I'll bring that back to the board. I've had all the flow meters at the facility inspected and calibrated, which we're required to do through our NPDS permit yearly. We passed all those with no problems. I've talked this week with Beth Sheldon and also T.C. Myers from the Park Department in Albion. Lions Club in Albion are proposing to put in a splash pad for the town of Albion, and they called and talked to me several questions about permitting and testing and things like that, so I've been providing them with information this week on that. In pretreatment, as I mentioned before, we were doing some testing for looking at the local limits, which will be making modifications to those. We've done the cyanide, copper, and mercury. And we have a pretty good baseline for that, so they will start moving on to phosphorus and molybdenum now on those two, and we'll run those for probably 4, 5, 6 months on that, and hopefully have all the baselines down and maybe be able to put something in ordinance by October, and then we get that passed and then present that to the industries that there's going to be changes, and that will allow them a 90-day period to do what they have to do to meet compliance, and then we'd have that hopefully take effect January 1st, 2014. So we're still working on that. That's our goal. It takes a while to do the testing, and it's rather expensive, but it's something that we have to do. The last thing I have some more quotes here. Our mower, our zero-turn mower is up for replacement this year. It's in our five-year plan I mentioned during the retreat. It's a zero-turn loading mower. And I was just sitting here thinking, and over the last 10 years, it has probably been in 7 to 8 accidents. Only one accident, somebody was hurt. All the other times, nobody was hurt. The machine itself has sustained a few dents and dings, but it doesn't stick to hillside very well. I myself have rode it from the top of the hill to the bottom, sliding right to left all the way around and then facing the ditch. And the worst one we had is I had summer help mowing, and he actually slid down the hill towards the Headworks building, and that's what stopped him, was when he hit the building. But he put his arm up by the time he done that, and when he hit it, bounced off the building and then went down another hill, he didn't have any skin from here to here. It peeled it all off his arm. So the mower that I have here, I've talked to Moores, and I talked with Mark last night because he has one of these mowers, and it actually does hillsides a lot better than the zero turn. It's a little bit more expensive, but with this one, with the zero turn, all you have is a mower. With this tractor here, it's a front mounted deck, it's four wheel drive, it has more weight to it, it sticks a lot better on hills, and not only is it just a mower, but they have an array of attachments and things like that, so we can use it for other things, which in the quote I had him put in a rotary brush that we can use for light snow removal instead of getting a truck out and putting a blade on the truck and doing all that. And then also in the springtime, we like to get rid of all the sand that we throw down instead of it going into the wet wells of our Headworks building, brush it off onto the grass. So I've got that, and I'll turn those into you, and then
put on next time again.
On the next one. And I'll probably go. I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I will go and I will get a comparison. Then on another, if somebody has a similar setup and model on this, and I'll have those two on there.
It would be funny. Is it diesel?
It is a diesel. I've selected, I don't know if you want to, it is a Kubota Model F3080. It's a diesel. It's a front mounted with 60-inch decks, four-wheel drive, a standard hard cab with a heater and lights on it, and a 60-inch rotary sweeper. The initial price was $32,402 with our municipal discount, $7,791. Makes it $24,611. The trade-in of our zero-turn, which is 10 years old, or $3,700, takes down to $20,911. But we will run that tractor for another 10 years at, you know, $2,000 a year.
We put a mower on Sean's truck.
Yeah, put a mower on Sean's truck.
But then for the safety, so like I said, I wrote it down. My supervisor, I talked to him today. Another accident I didn't know about, he slid down along the primary and bounced off the fence. You know, the fence stopped him from going the rest of the way down. My accident, I was on the outside fence, so I didn't have anything stop me. So, and once it slides, and Mark can probably attest to it, once they slide, you go along for the ride until it's all done.
You can't stop.
There's not a whole lot you can do.
Gotcha. So. Okay. So we'll consider that at the next meeting. You'll have all that information?
Yep, I'll have that. I'll get the quote around, and I'll get that on. And
you guys okay with him getting quotes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Two quick things. One, I would like to let you know that I'm going to go ahead and get the quotes started for, or bids started for mowing the cemetery. They have to have it mowed for Easter, so we've got to get moving on this.
Easter's in March this year? There's Easter in April.
I don't know.
It's what?
March 31st.
Okay. I thought it was in March this year. So
we really got it.
Yep.
Is that 2 years?
It's 3 years. They bid it on one or three.
Go ahead. I talked very briefly with him this morning about it. So.
I handed out information on the truck from Mike. Transmission went out on his. He can go forward but not backwards. And so he's requesting to go ahead and give bids for a new truck. He did have the money in his bond to replace this truck.
I think if I remember correctly, I think he says it in here, but he really wanted to try to use any available money they have and as little bond money as possible because of the fact that it's a 20-year bond and he doesn't want to pay for a truck that will last half of that, so out of those dollars.
He thought the world was a dollar.
Okay.
Funny
shit. Okay. None of it?
Not for another.
Okay. Okay.
But he still wants to. But he still wants to repair the truck that's broken.
No, he wants to sell it as is.
Okay, he's just making a comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sell it as is.
For basically $1,000. Yeah. A lot of them are hitting at the same time, but are you guys okay with him getting information and bringing it to you? Okay. Very good. That's all? Walt?
Marcia, just to confirm with you, I did get that email about the ordinance committee meeting. There was two dates sent out to us.
Yeah, you can just talk to Jen.
Okay.
Yeah, work with her on that.
Okay, I just want to let you.
Okay.
I have nothing more.
Okay. I don't think I have anything. Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Public? Media? Call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good.